Key strategies for preventing compassion fatigue. The toll of caring. Compassion fatigue, a form of emotional, psychological and physical exhaustion, is a prevalent mental health concern in caregiving professions. Clinicians form close emotional bonds with the people they support, empathizing with their difficulties and understanding the complexities of their pain. However, constant exposure to people's trauma and distress can lead to profound emotional strain, resulting in the development of compassion fatigue. Compassion fatigue represents the depth of empathy, reflecting the level of care and dedication of healthcare professionals. When experiencing compassion fatigue, clinicians may find it challenging to maintain the same level of compassion and engagement they initially had, stemming from feelings of helplessness and emotional exhaustion. Addressing the first signs of compassion fatigue is essential to mitigating any adverse impacts on personal well-being as well as the quality of care provided. Establishing self-care practices. At first, self-care may seem unattainable. Many clinicians experience volatile working hours and feel exhausted when they arrive home. They simply do not have the energy to engage in self-care practices and have a list of household chores and duties to account for. It's our responsibility to listen to their concerns and find strategies that can genuinely help people improve their quality of life. Luckily, various self-care practices and methods can be tailored to health professionals and help combat compassion fatigue. The important word here is tailored. What works for one individual won't necessarily be the right fit for another, but there are ways of adapting self-care activities to busy schedules and aligning them with individual needs. For example, if daily self-care practices seem unrealistic, try implementing them a few times a week. If that seems excessive, start one day a week and make it work for your schedule. Before implementing practices, try to pinpoint exactly where you feel unbalanced in your life. Engaging in ample self-care activities at once and expecting to build a consistent routine may be unattainable. However, selecting key areas of distress and finding practical solutions can help you stick to a regimen. Caregivers can sustainably safeguard their mental and physical well-being by incorporating simple yet effective practices into daily routines. Prioritizing personal well-being. Many caregivers view their role as a vocation and not a job. They have innate qualities that make them exceptionally empathic and understanding, able to recognize people's needs and discern their emotions. However, while caregivers have a naturally sympathetic nature, many struggle to offer themselves the same level of self-compassion. Caregivers cannot give what they do not have. If they face emotional exhaustion, their ability to care for another is compromised because they no longer have the internal facilities necessary to provide support. Prioritizing well-being is not a selfish act. Everyone has a right to good health, and caregivers are no exception. By practicing self-care and prioritizing wellness, they can recharge their emotional reserves, allowing them to approach their responsibilities with genuine empathy and compassion. Relaxing and stress-reducing activities. Incorporating relaxing and stress-reducing activities helps foster well-being. They serve as vital mechanisms for counteracting the emotional strain and high-pressure conditions inherent to caregiving. Engaging in activities that facilitate relaxation provides caregivers with an opportunity to decompress, recharge, and cultivate resilience. There is a range of stress-reducing activities that can be adapted to busy schedules and personal preferences. For some people, cultivating time in the morning to enjoy a cup of coffee or cook a nutritious breakfast can transform their outlook on the day. Others benefit from creating a healthy sleeping routine and implementing strategies to encourage rest. In fact, these strategies can be simple and may include using sleeping masks, blackout curtains, and not using phones 1 hour before bed. Additionally, engaging in activities that bring fulfillment, nurturing personal relationships, and dedicating time to hobbies contribute to individual well-being and growth. Finding moments for respite, whether 20 minutes in the morning or actively making the most of days off, are all methods for protecting one's well-being. Life-work balance. Achieving a healthy work-life balance is imperative to well-being. It allows people to recover from elevated emotions and the physical toll of caregiving, making room for rest and enjoyment. However, many clinicians struggle with acquiring a work-life balance. The nature of their work often involves unpredictable schedules and a continuous emotional investment, which can cause an overlap between personal and work life. The first port of call for attaining a work-life balance requires reflection and deliberation on what specific areas are contributing to an imbalance. Once these areas are identified, people can proactively repair these issues. While everyone faces different challenges, caregivers commonly struggle with maintaining emotional boundaries, constantly thinking and worrying about the people they support. A lack of positive coping strategies can cause a decline in emotional health, leading to symptoms of compassion fatigue. By prioritizing a healthy work-life balance, caregivers can allocate time to their own rest and personal life, positively impacting their ability to provide effective and consistent support. Seeking support, caregivers often find themselves navigating emotionally charged situations. Over time, the impact can be overwhelming, negatively affecting mental health. Without a robust support system in place, caregivers become vulnerable to compassion fatigue. Seeking support is essential to protecting emotional well-being. By sharing personal challenges and drawing strength from inner knowledge and the guidance of others, people can learn healthy coping skills and create a functional self-care plan. Network of supportive colleagues and management. Colleagues who share similar experiences can provide a unique form of support, understanding the complexes involved in caregiving. In fact, a supportive team that fosters a safe environment where people can discuss their concerns provides substantial emotional relief. By connecting and talking about their feelings, caregivers can discuss effective coping strategies and learn from each other. Equally, management must acknowledge the unique emotional demands of caregiving and provide effective support. By implementing policies that foster well-being and reduce signs of stress, management can significantly contribute to the overall emotional resilience of caregiving teams. As a result, caregivers feel empowered and valued, cultivating a positive work environment that directly impacts the quality of care provided. Support from family and friends. Support from family and friends is instrumental in maintaining well-being and preventing compassion fatigue. Knowing that you have a reliable support system in place provides a sense of security and comfort. In times of need, people can depend on their loved ones for support and understanding, reducing anxiety and improving emotional resistance. Additionally, family and friends have a unique perspective and may spot signs of compassion fatigue before it further develops. For example, they may notice a decline in mental health or whether self-care activities have been neglected. By offering support and encouraging a healthy work-life balance, family and friends can help caregivers prevent compassion fatigue and maintain their wellness. Professional support. Mental health professionals, such as counselors or therapists, provide a safe space for caregivers to articulate their experiences and discuss concerns. Each individual seeks support for different reasons, whether it's work-related anxiety, mental health difficulties, or overcoming compassion fatigue. Moreover, seeking support in the early stages of stress is recommended, as it can prevent further distress and a worsening of symptoms. Mental health professionals help caregivers gain insight and discover the root of their challenges. Their holistic support strengthens emotional resilience and provides people with practical tools to manage stress and establish healthy boundaries. Developing resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back after hardships and overcome adversity. It doesn't mean you aren't affected by the situation. Instead, it refers to the ability to adapt and overcome life's difficulties. A positive mindset is pivotal in developing resilience. Reframing negative thoughts and finding constructive or positive outlooks in challenging situations can help foster adaptability and inner strength. However, in order to develop emotional resilience, individuals need to equip themselves with valuable tools and effective strategies. Common examples are cultivating mindfulness and building self-awareness, but the strategy should be tailored to individual needs for the best outcomes. Self-reflection and self-awareness. Self-reflection and self-awareness are essential in building resilience. Through self-reflection, individuals can identify their triggers and stressor, allowing them to recognize situations that challenge their resilience and find effective coping strategies. Additionally, self-awareness helps people understand their emotional responses and reactions. It's an ongoing process of reflection, enabling a more nuanced understanding of one's sense of self. Ultimately, this process enables people to navigate challenges with adaptability and offer themselves compassion. Building coping mechanisms and adaptive strategies. Coping mechanisms and adaptive strategies help people manage stress, cope with adversity, and foster resilience. Coping strategies are tools utilized to address the immediate impact of stress. What works for one person may not be effective for another, but typical strategies involve developing problem-solving skills, seeking professional support, and engaging in physical activity. Adaptive approaches, on the other hand, involve building frameworks for navigating life's stressor and increasing resilience. They don't rely on specific actions for immediate relief. Instead, they focus on an individual's overall mindset and approach to challenges. Over time, adaptive strategies help people increase their resilience and form a positive mindset, allowing them to adapt to change and learn from experiences. Cultivating mindfulness. Mindfulness involves maintaining an awareness of one's thoughts and feelings. It is non-judgmental and encourages individuals to be fully present, helping caregivers approach challenges with a clear and composed mindset. While mental health professionals can provide a structured and tailored approach to mindfulness, many people create their own practice, including meditation, breathing exercises, or even walking. People can learn to compose their emotions and bounce back from adversity by staying grounded in the present, encouraging resilience and self-awareness. Promoting a supportive work environment. A supportive work environment is instrumental in fostering resilience and mitigating compassion fatigue. Healthcare organizations must acknowledge the continuous efforts of clinicians, who tirelessly commit themselves to transforming care. Without proper support and resources, clinicians risk negatively impacting their mental health, which can adversely affect the quality of care provided. Additionally, management plays a key role in compassion fatigue prevention. By creating dynamic solutions centered around proactive support, access to training, and team-building exercises, they can contribute to a positive work environment where clinicians feel valued and heard. Nurseline Healthcare promotes a culture of self-care and well-being. Nurseline Healthcare provides proactive staffing solutions and bespoke transitional support, helping healthcare organizations deliver humanized and consistent care. Without a team of committed and well-supported clinicians, healthcare organizations cannot provide the exceptional care they strive for. Recognizing the challenges and emotional demands inherent in caregiving roles, Nurseline Healthcare fosters a culture of self-care, providing holistic support, efficient mentorship, and high-quality training initiatives to all our clinicians. Trained in PROACT SCIPR and Positive Behavior Support, PBS, our clinicians are equipped to support people with complex care needs, neurological differences, and mental health challenges. In addition, we provide wraparound support for people experiencing a crisis in the community at risk of unnecessary hospital admission. By valuing well-being and personal growth, our clinicians deliver proactive and compassionate care, assisting healthcare organizations in reaching the positive outcomes they strive for. Contact us today to learn more about our staffing solutions and transitional support program.